heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The family of O.J. Simpson announcing he died yesterday after a battle with prostate cancer. The football great was also acquitted in the murder trial of his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman 3 decades ago. Here's ABC's Rena Roy.
Charged with both murders, Simpson's 9-month murder trial was broadcast to millions.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
2 years later, sued in civil court by the parents of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, Goldman, the verdict went the other way. Simpson was found liable for the deaths. His assets were seized and he was ordered to pay $33.5 million in restitution to both victims' families.
Simpson was 76. A U.S. top army general in Israel for meetings after the U.S. warned that Israel could face a possible attack by Iranian proxies. President Biden holding talks today with Japan's prime minister and leader of the Philippines. This is ABC News. President Biden says he is considering dropping the case against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, currently being held in Britain pending possible extradition to the U.S.
Reacting to the remarks, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
This is an encouraging statement from President Biden. I have said that we have raised on behalf of Mr. Assange, Australia's national interests, that enough is enough, that this needs to be brought to a conclusion.
For years, Australia has called on the U.S. to drop its case against the WikiLeaks founder, who's an Australian citizen. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
Assange is facing espionage charges in the U.S. for acquiring and publishing classified documents. A new crackdown on porch pirates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill making it a felony to steal packages worth more than $40. In New York City, the mayor is installing lockers on sidewalks for safer package deliveries. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible as well. High temperatures will flirt with 60 degrees and winds will start to ramp up this evening and into tomorrow, too, dragging our high temperatures down for Friday into the mid-50s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The trial of a Minnesota man charged with fatally stabbing a teenager and wounding four others in the summer of 2022 on the Apple River in western Wisconsin is now in the hands of jurors. Nikolai Mew has pleaded not guilty to all charges in St. Croix County Court. Prosecution maintained Mew was the aggressor. Former President Donald Trump called for the firing of Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf during a Tuesday call into the regular Joe show on WTAQ Radio in Green Bay. Trump called on Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to work to remove Wolf. Voss has declined to impeach her. And state tornado drills are scheduled today in Wisconsin at 1:45 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. During those times, schools, businesses, and people at home are encouraged to head to their nearest tornado shelter as if an actual tornado warning was in effect. If there's a threat of severe weather today, the drills will happen tomorrow.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Test drive a Coyote tractor or Toro zero-turn mower during the Ride and Drive event, April 12th and 13th at Anubis Silo. Take a test drive of the 22 to 60 horsepower Coyote tractors and learn how they could help you dig some dirt on your property. Test drive the latest Toro zero-turn mowers. They'll keep your lawn looking its best. It's the Coyote Tractor Toro Zero-Turn Mower Ride and Drive event, April 12th and 13th at Anubis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Anubis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. The past president of the Mosinee School Board has sent a Freedom of Information request to the Durand, Arkansas School District. On Wednesday, WRDN Radio received a carbon copy of an email from Gary Crawford, past president of the Mosinee School Board, that had an attached letter sent to Durand, Arkansas School Board President Bill Yingst, asking for all details regarding all investigations against Superintendent Greg Doverspike, along with copies of the attorney investigation reports and the deposition letters sent to the complainants. Earlier this year, Doverspike resigned as superintendent of the Durand, Arkansas School District effective June 30th to accept a position with the Mosinee School District. In a statement to WRDN Radio, Durand, Arkansas School Board President Bill Yinks confirmed the receipt of the Freedom of Information request. He says the school district attorneys are reviewing the request and will provide information that they are legally allowed to provide. Organizers in Mondovi have been given the green light to start fundraising for a new pickleball court. This week, the Mondovi City Council approved a resolution supporting the fundraising efforts for the new court that will be located in Tourist Park. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the new courts will fit in with the city's focus on upgrading city parks.
We've taken a kind of a focus on upgrading our parks here, including the new playground equipment, the boat launch, the new pavilion, their utilized facilities. I think the citizens see the benefit. They see their tax dollars at work when we do upgrades here. We've got some grant opportunities, and especially just the idea here that they're going to run like a capital-style campaign to fundraise for this. So our taxpayers and our citizens here are going to see a benefit from that.
The estimated costs of the new courts is approximately $70,000. A man in Trempealeau County has been accused of shooting a deer out of season and carrying methamphetamine. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources say they received a report of a deer shot in Galesville. They say Tony Lorenz admitted to shooting the deer and gave them the gun he used, which had a silencer on it. The DNR says they found 20 silencers, 4 illegally modified rifles, methamphetamine, and 100 pipes during a search of his home. Lorenz is in custody and will appear in court May 9th. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents has given its stamp of approval to 5 new academic programs at UW-Stout. They are Bachelor of Science Biology, Bachelor of Science Chemistry, Bachelor of Science Physics, Bachelor of Fine Arts Illustration, Master of Professional Studies, Design Entrepreneurship, and Sustainability. The programs were approved April 5th and begin in the fall, capitalize on UW-Stout's existing academic offerings, labs, studios, and experienced faculty in those fields. The additions bring the number of undergraduate majors to 57 and graduate studies to 23, along with a specialist degree and doctorate degree. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Residents of the city of Durand may see a water rate increase next year due to the Madison Street project. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says while the city does have sewer rate increases built in, water rates are a bit different.
In the two funds that take care of the sewer part of it, whether it's water or sanitary, every year there's an increase in that's sort of built in. It's a couple percent. This way we never get behind, and then we can also plan on that funding to be able to pay for projects. The thing with water rates is that, and we haven't had one in a couple of years, is that you have to have that approved through the state, through the Public Service Commission.
Earlier this year, the Madison Street projects had to be delayed due to costs coming in over $1 million over budget. The city is currently trying to revamp the project and apply for grants to reduce costs. It's a year in jail for a sexual assault suspect in Dunn County. A judge yesterday sentenced Jesse Fortenberry from Mississippi to a year behind bars. He pleaded guilty to a weapons charge, and prosecutors reduced the sexual assault charge against him to a misdemeanor. Police say he admitted to shooting bullets into two cars in downtown Menominee last summer. A Chicago man is in custody after leading authorities on a pursuit that reached speeds up to 107 miles an hour in Dunn County Tuesday morning. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, the Wisconsin State Patrol was pursuing 47-year-old Roosevelt Gills westbound on Highway 12 near Elk Mound after Gills fled troopers during a traffic stop. Due to the time of day, the pursuit was suspended due to safety concerns. Deputies had attempted to stop Gillis on Highway B north of Menominee, but were unable to stop him, and he continued to drive recklessly through marked work zones and then went on to I-94 traveling westbound in the eastbound lanes. Gillis then turned around and was finally stopped in Menominee on Elm Avenue West. Gillis has been charged with felony fleeing an officer, felony recklessly endangering safety, possession of cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl. No one was injured in that incident. A man is suing the Chautauqua Chamber of Commerce for a 2022 ATV wreck. Dennis Anderson says he was riding his ATV along the ice trail on Lake Chautauqua the day after the Winterfest snowmobile races when he hit a berm and suffered catastrophic injuries. Anderson says the chamber created the berms for the race but failed to remove them afterward. The jury has begun deliberating in the trial of Nikolai Mu, who's accused in a 2022 stabbing that left a teen dead and four others injured during a float trip on the Apple River in Wisconsin. Both the prosecution and defense presented their closing arguments yesterday before the jury was dismissed to deliberate. Mu testified in his own defense Tuesday on the seventh day of court proceedings. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. A zebra born in Wisconsin is headed south to begin new duties. The Racine Zoo announced Thursday that a three-year-old Hartman's Mountain zebra named Malix was moved to the Dallas Zoo to form his own herd. The zebra, who was born at the zoo in late 2020, left Racine in a heated trailer in January and has since been introduced to his new outdoor yard and his new herd mates in Dallas successfully. Malik's parents, Obi and Promise, continue to reside at the Racine Zoo's Land of Giants exhibit. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible as well. High temperatures will flirt with 60 degrees and winds will start to ramp up this evening and into tomorrow too, dragging our high temperatures down for Friday into the mid-50s. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 56 degrees at our studios.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
The Bucks won their second straight, blowing out Orlando 117-99 last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Playing without Giannis Antetokounmpo, Bobby Portis led all scorers with 30 points and 5 steals. Damian Lillard added 29. Coach Doc Rivers said winning helps everything.
You know, now we're the best team in the league, right? You know what I mean? Like, wins help. You know that. Like, in life or anything. And losing is no fun. And it gets heavy. So, you know, last night's game was probably the reason we won tonight, you know, and it's a good thing.
Bucks are shutting down Giannis Antetokounmpo for the rest of the regular season with a calf strain. The team received some good news yesterday when an MRI showed no damage to his Achilles. After a nearly two-hour rain delay to start, the Brewers cruised to their second straight win over the Reds 7-2. Christian Yelich clubbed a two-run homer in the first to get the ball rolling.
It did. You know, he's had good success against Hunter, and I felt like that hitting that ball out of the ballpark really gave us the lift we needed to get started. Then we kind of just kept chipping away, adding on. It was good.
That's manager Pat Murphy. Blake Perkins also went yard for the Brewers. Wade Miley started, tossed 4 solid innings in his 2024 debut. Packers will open the season against the Eagles on September 6th in Brazil. NFL yesterday revealing the Friday matchup. On the team's tailgate tour in Beloit, team president and CEO Mark Murphy was asked if playing games in England, Germany, and Mexico really pays off for the league.
They do. I think TV particularly has helped dramatically from in terms of the international games. It's a long-term play though, really, you know, and I think this year we'll have 5 international games. Next year I think it goes up to 8, so it's something that is a high priority for the league.
Marquette's point guard Tyler Kolek announced yesterday he's headed for the NBA, and round one of the Masters starts this morning in Augusta, Georgia. John Rahm is the defending champion. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
DQ presents the sound of BOGO-free Blizzard treats in the DQ app. It's the sound of downloading the DQ app, redeeming the sweetest BOGO-free Blizzard deal, telling all your friends, and heading to DQ for BOGO-free any size Blizzard treats only in the DQ app for a limited time. Download it today. At participating locations, limitations apply. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com, founded by a family of leaders in the diamond industry for more than a century. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Come clean with Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code Radio10 to receive 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, code Radio10.
Larson prepares for his first Indy 500. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
Former NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson has been on track this week at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, part of an IndyCar test session as he prepares for his first Indianapolis 500 next month. This week's test, which began yesterday and will conclude today, is his third time at the track with his Arrow McLaren team. He competed in rookie orientation in Indianapolis last October and a team test at the Phoenix Raceway back in February. Larson will attempt to run the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 NASCAR Cup Series race at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, both on May 26th, joining the likes of John Andretti, Tony Stewart, Robbie Gordon, and Kurt Busch as drivers that have done the Memorial Day weekend double. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Multiflora rose may look pretty, but it's an invasive weed. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This prickly shrub spreads rapidly, and it takes extra effort to get rid of it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Multiflora rose is a prickly, vigorous shrub with long stems and thorns. It's native to Japan and was brought to the United States as a rootstock for ornamental roses. But this invasive plant grows aggressively and snuffs out other vegetation. Birds nibble on its fruit and spread the seeds everywhere. Multiflora rose isn't good nesting habitat either because of its thorns. In fact, it used to be planted around prisons to prevent inmates from escaping. This shrub can grow up to 10 feet tall in pastures, prairies, and woodlands, anywhere the land isn't turned over. Iowa State Extension weed specialist Bob Hartzler says you can dig it out or try brush herbicides.
These are used primarily as foliar applications. The best time for them is in the spring after the roses have fully leafed out, but before they bloom. And these basically are the same herbicides that people would use in their lawns to control dandelions and other broadleaf weeds. But because multiflora rose is a woody plant, use higher rates than we would use for dandelions.
Because the stems touch the ground, they will set new roots. Hartzler says attack the plant when it's small.
They are ignored, and so they grow larger. Then it becomes much harder to kill just because of the size. It's very difficult when you go out to try to spray them. It's hard to get good coverage because they can get so large. Acting quickly when you first spot them invading an area is the key to keeping the problem simple to deal with.
One treatment won't do it because seeds can live up to 10 years in the soil. Learn more about fighting multiflora rose at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com, founded by a family of leaders in the diamond industry for more than a century. We're experts in ecologically friendly lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Come clean with Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 to receive 10% off. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
60 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday at the Mercantile Exchange. May milk down 46 to 1620. June down 52 to 1667. July down 34 to 1733. August milk down 7 at 1791. Cheese markets are lower. Barrels down 1.25 to 154 and 3/4. 40-pound blocks down 6 to 151. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 3.75 to 289.25, four trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a half to 115, no trades. And dry whey steady at 36.25, eight trades on the day. Live cattle markets are mostly mixed. Feeder cattle are mostly lower. Now, the prospects for higher cash cattle trade are somewhat dimming today, and that is helping to provide some of the pressure to the live and feeder cattle markets. A little bit of market recovery, though, as bids are being currently offered in the cash cattle markets, but there's really not been any big trades. And the WASD report, though, did look promising. That's providing some support. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving mostly mixed today as well. Now, there has been a supportive export sale and a supportive WASD report, but there's still a little bit of profit taking in the markets after the lean hog index did move slightly lower. April live cattle up 37 cents to 179.45. June up 25 cents to 173.10. August down 15 cents to 170.50. April feeder cattle down 15 cents to 238.12. May up 72 cents to 237.25. August down 17 cents to 247.42. April hogs down 32 cents to 91.42. May up 52 cents to 97.07. June down 5 cents to 105.50. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly lower as the corn outlook in the WASD report is for greater corn used for ethanol and feed and residual use in smaller ending stocks. However, there's still a lot of weakness in the corn markets today. Now, soybeans, they are moving mostly lower after the WASD report had the use for 2023 would be lower, and also lower imports, residuals, and exports, along with higher ending stocks. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they are also moving mostly lower as the supply-demand outlook is for lower supplies, reduced domestic use, unchanged exports, and higher ending stocks. May corn down 5 to 429.25. July down 4.5 to 441.25. September down 3.25 to 451.5. New crop down 3.5 to 466.75. May beans down 3.75 to 1161. July down 4 to 1174. August down 4.25 to 1172.75. New crop down 4 to 1165.25. May soybean meal still up 270 to 333.60. May soybean oil down $1.17 to 46.43. Chicago wheat, May down 9 to 549.5. July down 9.5 to 564. Minneapolis wheat, May down 12.25 to 639.5. July down 12.25 to 646.75. Energy markets today, May crude oil down 86 cents to 85.35. June down 73 cents to 84.71. May and June gas both down 2 cents. May at 276. June at 274. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The beef industry is still wary of the OFF Act. We'll explain coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The Opportunities for Fairness in Farming Act is regularly coming before Congress. Tanner Bamer, Senior Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says the bill never seems to go away.
Yeah, that OFF Act is something that just keeps getting introduced like a bad penny. Luckily for us, it has never been seriously considered for independent floor action in either the House or the Senate. It is usually an amendment to a farm bill. Now, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to see a farm bill during the remainder of this Congress. I think we're going to be well into 2025 before we even consider seeing a farm bill that can get enacted into law. But at the time that that happens, there's going to be floor action. This will be an amendment to the farm bill. And we're going to need to work really closely as all of agriculture to make sure that we're pushing back against these false narratives about commodity checkoff programs so that we can keep these harmful amendments at bay.
He says the OFF Act has a prohibition on the lobbying ties of groups that might be associated with the checkoff.
Yeah, and I mean, that's very transparently aimed at NCBA, since we do have the policy and federation divisions and that big firewall between them to make sure there's no commingling of funds or resources. But we're not the only organization in agriculture that's structured like that. It is very narrow, short-sighted and narrow-minded, right? Because that would also apply to subcontractors as well, right? There are organizations like the American Heart Association or the American Lung Association to do medical research, as is the prerogative of a research and promotion board. Well, now all of a sudden, if we can't partner with these groups because they employ federal lobbyists, that's just short-sighted and unnecessary. There's already bans in place to prohibit checkoff funds from being used to influence public policy. We don't need to add further complications. That's only transparently designed to decrease the efficacy of the checkoff.
No word on whether the OFF Act has any chance in Congress or if it will even come to the floor of the House or the Senate for a vote. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA announced the approval of bioengineered hemp with boosted levels of medical ingredients and reduced psychoactive ingredients. The review of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service concluded that the improved hemp is unlikely to cause increased plant pest risk compared to other cultivated plants. The bioengineered hemp, known as Badger G, was developed by scientists at the Wisconsin Crop Innovation Center at UW-Madison. Badger G has an increased concentration of cannabigrol, CBG,
That's a cannabinoid that is not widely regulated and shows therapeutic properties. There's a push to kick Lunchables off school menus. Consumer Reports issued a warning Tuesday saying that the school cafeteria version of the popular lunch snack contains too much sodium. Last year, Lunchables developed two new versions of the cheese, meat, and cracker snacks, especially for school lunch programs. Consumer Reports say the turkey and cheddar school lunch versions contain nearly 200 more milligrams of sodium than the store-bought Lunchables. The nonprofit group says it will petition USDA to remove the snacks from school cafeterias. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson says, without a doubt, the farm bill will be out of his committee by Memorial Day. Speaking to AgriPulse, the Pennsylvania Republican said he found a way to fund commodity program changes, adding, it's going to allow us to do what we know needs to be done in terms of safety net issues. Getting a five-year farm bill across the finish line remains the priority for agriculture following last year's one-year extension of the 2018 farm bill. However, lawmakers in the Senate, like Senator Chuck Grassley, are not optimistic. Grassley said to reporters earlier this week, what they need is a five-year extension, but I'm very pessimistic about there being an agreement in the Senate on a bipartisan farm bill this year. While the House may ultimately pass a bill, Grassley added, I don't think you should assume that it's got much to do with what's happening in the United States Senate. The Environmental Protection Agency Wednesday finalized PFAS drinking water limits, a move the agency claims will protect 100 million people from PFAS pollution. Farmers and ranchers do not produce PFAS. However, these chemicals can be found in the water that's provided to their livestock and crops. In certain areas of the country, PFAS levels have risen in milk, beef, and row crops. That, according to American Farm Bureau Federation. EPA is taking steps to protect public health by establishing legally enforceable levels for several PFAS known to occur individually and as mixtures in drinking water. The rule sets limits for five individual substances. EPA estimates that between about 6% and 10% of the 66,000 public drinking water systems subject to the rule may have already taken action to reduce PFAS to meet the new standards. All public water systems have 3 years to complete their initial monitoring for those chemicals. USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service this week announced the availability of more than $12 million to control and prevent chronic wasting disease in wild and farmed deer and elk. CWD is an infectious degenerative disease that causes brain cells to die, ultimately leading to the death of the affected animal. The incubation period can be lengthy, and infected animals may look healthy until the end stages of the disease, making it difficult to distinguish them from healthy animals. Animals infected with CWD can transmit the disease to other animals during the silent incubation period. The disease has spread widely, and the limited number of tools and their efficacy impact the ability to control the disease effectively. Eligible applicants may submit multiple proposals for each funding opportunity, requesting up to the maximum amount for that funding opportunity in each proposal. Now, the funding opportunity announcements are on grants.gov. Applications are due by June 10th. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Plenty of clouds and wind today in our ag weather forecast. We'll also have a chance of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. After this storm system moves through, another warm-up is expected, with highs forecast to rise into the 70s for the weekend. Partly to mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a 70% chance of showers and storms, highs 57 to 62, relative humidities at 44 to 49%, northwest winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30 this afternoon. We'll see anywhere from 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible and about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, 70% chance of showers and storms, so we'll have lows 38 to 43. Relative humidities at 77 to 82%. Northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Friday, partly sunny, highs 54 to 59, relative humidities at 37 to 42%, northwest winds at 16 to 21, gusting to 30, and about 9 hours of sunshine. Saturday, sunshine, warmer, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. And for Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 70 to 75.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country.
God bless Texas.
And turning all night.
smell of your hair on a pillowcase. Even if I tried without you by my side, I'd be dreaming with my eyes open. I'd be tossing and turning all night, babe. Yeah. But as long as the night ends with you and the yellow cab shooting me a text, ain't coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying. Saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. As the night ends with you in a yellow cab shooting me a text saying coming home soon. As long as I can bet on you crawling into bed after sipping out your high heel shoes, I ain't lying. Saying have a good time out with your girls, girl, do what you do. No matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Yeah, no matter how late, baby, I'll be staying up. I can't sleep without you. Just wide awake waiting on a good night kiss.
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
So I had some beers with the girls.
it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night, doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Get past second gear, sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights. Keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. In her ear, oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs and throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry. Doing what she likes. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses, sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair, lighting watermelon candles upstairs, letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
Country favorites back to back to back.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
The southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby.
Baby powder beaching to my feet has got me rolling. And the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burn. And the ship is off to sea and the wicked is a-churn. As the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, or lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again and not a lullaby.
There's a place the locals go and no one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain. As the southern wind sings again an idle lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could
jump right in. Oh, and lose yourself again as a southern wind sings again and not a lullaby. The ocean, if you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing, keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide, let it roll on by and jump right in. Let the music pull you in. You could jump